I'm Walt Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you with the generous support of Wengel Protective Services, a 102.1 The River. A St. Charles man, Brian Larkin, was sentenced Monday to 6 years in prison for collecting nearly 1,000 images and videos of child sexual abuse material on a thumb drive that he kept in a gun safe. Larkin, 54, pleaded guilty to receiving child sexual abuse material after an investigation by the FBI revealed his involvement in online chats about child exploitation. In addition to prison time, Larkin was fined $10,000 and ordered to pay more than $170,000 in restitution to victims. The case was part of the nationwide Project Safe Childhood initiative aimed at combating child sexual exploitation. The Augusta Bottom Road Bridge is closed as part of a months-long replacement project. Augusta Bottom Road will be closed just east of M Key Road for the next 3 months, with drivers aided to detour via M Key Road, Highway 94, and Shallow Road. Detour signs are in place to guide drivers around the closure, which is part of an ongoing road improvements in the area. The O'Fallon City Council has approved 3 new road projects aimed at improving traffic flow and safety. The first project involves a construction of a new roundabout at the intersection of Highway Tay and Pinty Road to alleviate congestion. The second project will extend Technology Drive to connect with I-70, enhancing access to the city's industrial park. The third project involves a widening of Bryan Road between I-70 and 4061 to accommodate increasing traffic volumes. These initiatives are part of O'Fallon's ongoing efforts to enhance infrastructure and support economic growth. Be prepared for winter weather conditions on Wednesday. The National Weather Service forecast periods of snow and sleet, leading to potential icy spots on the road. At this moment, 2 to 4 inches is being possible of a wintry mix across the St. Charles County area, which sits right on the snow and sleet line. Areas to the north and west are predicted to have snow only with heavier accumulations, with sleet and freezing rain further to the south. Travelers are advised to exercise caution due to the potential for hazardous conditions and check the MoDOT Traveler Information Map at MoDOT.org. If you need to travel on the roads, keep it on 102 on the river for the latest St. Charles County weather forecast every hour at 15 and 45 past. I'm Walt Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you with the generous support of Wengel Protective Services, a 102.1 The River.